I want to share with you the greatest news that the world has ever heard. It's to do with the whole of life.
It
spans past, present, and future. And it started right back in the beginning of the Bible. The Bible is a living word of God. Behind every sentence in the Bible is a power of heaven. But let's start at the story in the beginning. Genesis 1. Verse 26. Then God said, let us make man in our image, after our
likeness.
God made us human beings in his own image. And let them have dominion over all the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth. God gave man, human beings, the authority and control of the earth. And Genesis 2 verse 15, it says, the Lord God took the man and put him in the garden of Eden to till it and keep it.
Genesis gane uzurai unob uzurai unobori leza unob pinanu ka namun male zie dabaga adin sala ayimbi.
And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, you may freely eat of every tree of the garden, but the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat.
Lela sala Adam and Hawa kanya yatara piano bil al woke bandi dao zana sala abgadi mkwache. Kanya dao na sala gadi so sore. Aona la anyuvore bil song ane bel dao na yeto udile una. Kena wadu yene king.
For in the day you eat of it, you shall
surely
die. Up to that time, the earth was perfect. No sickness, no demons. No death. No weeds growing up
with
the crop. No floods or droughts or earthquakes. Everything was perfect. But one day, Adam and Eve ate of the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil.
And
in that moment, their eyes were opened. They gave the perfect world that God had given to man to rule over. Over to the devil. In exchange for the knowledge of good and evil.
Odi ana biyala naza atengene adamane ngasong ane biyo adamane na adi.
And in chapter 3, verse 13, then the Lord God said to the woman, what is this that you have done?
Lala mumpila gan uzurata unobor pianata kaka naman sorapa kapo yelala ama hoi.
And the woman said, the serpent deceived me and I ate.
Lala kapo ka as wabona belma mantao.
Now they were banished from the garden.
Spiritually
cut off from them,
or
from God. Spiritually dead to be born of the flesh only. Cain and Abel gave them two sons.
Lalaka, Cain and Abel, Bamanda, Adam and Hawa Biri,
And there we find the first murder.
Aturo ba nga tenya anong kofora ayikene oya ebele nga.
And there's been a battle between good and evil.
Be panatem panta zore sonne falon an pan zore ta.
In Deuteronomy 30:15 it says.
Ka ditunono me gana oyelzu lezar ni pina nu o vesre pie ananu yelta.
See, I have set before you this day life and good, death and evil.
Lala kwe ka pampana pandie song ana falong ana ku ana nyivori ani nuri ka on ho bobala.
Human beings chose the knowledge of good and evil rather than a perfect earth.
Aha, au kana sala zagre hakala sonna japan ahakala na banana ntana atetangle sonna falo.
Where man would have control over everything only to be subject to God in his great love.
Au ka na sala tare pengun zazum anda sen karo puro na man nasen le.
Now, having chosen good and evil, man has to make a choice.
Aha, auka chatan zarna won nor tu wi chapa a irson anan beona. Pampara sanga mbobala pambe wunu kangana huna bo. Ka saula huna irin kasdiyar la ko iri.
They either follow God, life and good, or the devil.
Auka huna bo ko tura na man ni na ta ni gori. Ata piango. Be huna tura sutana. Una nan ta baro vun po.
And the devil hates human beings because we are made in the image of God.
Sutana a ne sarabo so.
And the devil hates God because God threw him out of heaven for his sin. And the devil is in revenge against God. And how can he hurt God most? By taking as many human beings whom he knows God loves.
Aha, awu ka sutana pla ona pandira langa. O pambo ka tono na amun nan nun na. O bor ka odem mana bosa akangete kat bezi na namuna kuno ti biebe adidoga na. Yo bor ka na boga.
Down to hell.
Awu ka obo ko diti asigne vuntinga.
That's why he goes to so much effort to tempt you to sin.
Aha, lela pa hon pa ma wanin. Yela kan enya ka ho banto atombeo.
Throw sickness at you.
Aka ho biere.
Curses.
Kai poinala ko enga
attack with demons.
Ka pa nya ka se fare jene a
for musilesiza. We know all about it.
Teba ban o teba ban let na e.
This has left us in a difficult. Aw ka ai. A yele na
pa ben tempa e teba ban let us na e karinyu. Tu nyu for yele ai piangala akote. Teba la ta sombo zira teba ta tier to ruzi.
We can't do it alone.
Teba ban let na e.
All of us have sinned.
Awakataza ye betonoba.
We've all fallen short of the glory of God.
Awakataza beona tunatuna abata na amene gerema.
But there is some good news.
Kacha yel nuo kanga bebe a Bible po.
John 3:16.
Ka John gan po uzurata unobol pira yo.
For God so loved the world.
Ka na amene nunga aduna yaga.
That he gave his only son.
Kaka udi ubido do rubunye na akote.
That whoever believes in him shall not perish.
Ka hunga zana sagudi kaka hotabore.
But have eternal life.
Kacha huna tere nyugori na matabara.
For God sent the son into the world.
Ka na ngwenu tunge ubido ko wadune.
Not to condemn the world.
Kuta wasa adune.
But that the world might be saved.
Kacha adune bantu nyugori aturo ena.
Jesus came to earth.
Ka Yesu wet is ye.
He came down to our level.
Ka o when I was siguru mna anga manbo na anga.
Got dirty dusty feet like us.
Aha, honya ka toga na zana sana sunkudru umudi adoga bala.
He showed us how to live.
O wulutin lana tanana fiere.
He had victory over creation.
O tare kyengu bom malo zazu.
He could drive out demons with a word.
Ona ba o ma kare se fara anyi.
He healed all the sick that came to him.
On some balba.
He even raised the dead.
A iru nuba ayikune po.
I waited 3 days before he called Lazarus for.
Ah, yeah, better na le ka cheka Lazarus wala. And then
he himself rose from the dead on the third day.
And
complete victory
over every
sin,
over every
sickness, over every demon,
over
every curse, over every demonic
thing. Then he
ascended to heaven, where he sits at the right hand of the Father in heaven. And he sent his Holy Spirit down to dwell
where now.
He shed his blood for the forgiveness of our sin. And to give you and me eternal life. He also died of the body. For the healing of our bodies. Jesus is going to heal the sick today. Because Jesus is alive.
Yes,
he's alive right now. And it says in the Bible, every knee must bow. And every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And that happened the moment he died on the cross. So with the authority of the name of Jesus,
we can
drive out demons.
We
can drive out sickness. We can drive out pain. And it has to go in Jesus' name. And we can command your bodies to be healed. And your bodies will be healed. This morning we met a girl called Comfort. She had a paralyzed arm for 10 years. She could not move it. She could not use it at all. But this morning,
Jesus
healed that arm.
Yes,
and totally healed. He did many other miracles this morning. But that was a special one. Because Jesus is alive. And to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, all you have to do,
you
say, Jesus, I am a sinner. Please forgive me for my sin. Come into my life as my Lord and Savior. And he will come into your heart. And he will teach you how to live in victory. And he will fill you with his love, his joy, his peace. And he will also give you eternal life. How many of you would like to receive Jesus into your hearts as well?
Put up your hands now. Everybody.
Yes, sir. Yes, you
made
the right choice. Say this prayer after me. Say this prayer after me.
Yell, bring out another yell at you.
Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross.
Kabaraka hunoti adagarazum akuma.
To forgive my sin.
Ka ave mbeo san yo chema.
Please forgive me.
Nsora na ve akuma.
Where I have sinned against you.
Zina za na sahopo.
In thought.
In tiarum po na sahopo.
In word.
Yel na za bi in yel yaga po na sahopo.
In deed.
Ani in yel woni za po na sahopo.
In things I have left
Bandan.
Ani yana number bang mpumban tiara na yaza asango po.
Please come into my heart.
In sorrow, no open secret.
In sorrow, no open secret.
As my Lord and Savior.
Anga ndana ane mfara.
And teach me how to live as your child.
Ka hu wulma le nana kera apohu Yesu.
Righteousness.
All
the days of my life. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you,
Jesus.
Baraka Yesu.
Baraka Yesu.
Amen.
Amen.
Lord, we just ask that you will fill these people with your love, your joy, your peace. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Just receive.